What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic, 6:59, the day after the 4th of July. Hope everyone had a safe, healthy holiday yesterday. If you're continuing your weekend at the shore or just no work, it's always good. It's always good to have that extra day off, that extra time off to spend with some time with your family and friends, getting ready to maybe take that extended extra week where you're going away, you're doing something local, whatever it might be. It's always great to have that time. So hopefully everyone had a safe time yesterday. Really looking forward to tonight, the final show for me this week. It's been fun to be back for a full week and have these conversations with you all. And we've done pretty much predominantly Sixer stuff all week long as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, because we know there's not a lot going on. And with the Phillies, they're just one of these teams. And it's funny because while we're going to talk about the Sixer Summer League, and I know people want to talk about that, Ryan has already jumped in to get in on the Summer League conversation. We'll get that from everyone else as well. 3:30 games. Sixers played today. They had a win, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing to start things off. Got a little tricky, right? People doing their thing, but it is what it is, and it's, of course, a fun time to just have basketball back in there for you if you enjoy Summer League a little bit. In the past, we've had better Summer League games that we needed to watch simply because of Ben Simmons, Markelle Fultz, Furkan Korkmaz going crazy last year. The Sixers getting a 107-106 victory today. Players that you want to watch, the young Sixers, right? For the new look Sixers, the revamped Sixers, if you will. But these players that have played today and will continue to play in the Summer League are a few guys who we're going to keep our eye on. Just because, even though it's early, it's July, the season doesn't get underway until October, training camp in late September, early October. You still want to be able to gauge these players since it's the final time that you'll have an opportunity to see them. So getting to see Zaire Smith, Matisse Thybulle, Shake Milton, Norvell Pell. A lot of people weren't aware of who he was, and we talked about him before free agency got underway, of him possibly being a two-way guy, and they did reward him with a two-way contract, an athletic big man. Got a couple of dunks, couple of block shots, and people got excited, right? And 9 personal fouls, but it's the Summer League, so that's always a fun time as well. So we will start things off with what you saw today in Summer League to give yourselves an opportunity to say your piece on, even though you want to temper your expectations. Once again, let's remind everyone, last year, Furkan Korkmaz dropped 40 in game 1 of the Summer League. The next game, he was in single digits because they game planned for him, and he could not put the ball on the floor. He couldn't get the ball in the basket at all. Came back the next game, had another solid outing. You'll see stuff. You'll see some good performances, but you do want to temper your expectation. That being said, it was fun to see Shake Milton go out there and put on the performance that he did, even though he shot 2 of 14, 26 minutes, a lot of them with the basketball in his hands, 15 and 7 assists on the afternoon. Matisse Thybulle, your first-round draft pick, he only gave you 7 points, but you got to see some of the defensive prowess that allowed him to be the defensive player of the year in the Pac-12, be a defensive player of the year candidate nationally, of course, in the NCAA, and to be drafted in the first round because of what he's able to do on that defensive end of the floor. 1 of 4 from 3, 2 of 6 from the floor, 2 free throws, 4 of 7 points. Zaire Smith, the man who was the first round pick last year, pick number 16 overall, traded to the 76ers, gave a nice 10 points, 5 assists, 3 rebounds, a couple of highlight dunks from him, a nice assist, jumping in the air, passing to a cutting player for the assisted dunk in 25 minutes. And again, Norvell Pell, and just some good things to see from your starters at that point. Off the bench, Mario Šajić, 19 points. People don't know, of course, the second round pick out of Iowa State. Who is he? Well, he's a shooter. He's an outside shooter, and he knocked down 3 of 6 from deep, 7 of 13, to lead the team with 19 points in 21 minutes of play in Summer League action. So while it may only be Summer League, and I'm not trying to, as I said, temper expectations, but I do want to just get your thoughts on the players, really, in Smith, Thybulle, and Milton, and maybe Šajić as well, who impressed you the most this afternoon? Maybe just because you did not know a lot about these players. Thybul, not a lot of people saw him at Washington. Even when you were scouting Markel Fultz a few years back and he was there as a sophomore, Matisse Thybul, you still didn't know him, right? You were looking at Markel Fultz for that very reason. In his junior year, no one paid attention. Last year, really no one paid attention until it was time for the draft, pre-draft process to get underway, and you saw the name constantly pop up in that range. So let's pay attention to Matisse Thybul. So if that's someone who you might want to talk about, let's do it. Shake Milton, you saw him in glimpses last year with the 76ers. Not a lot with the Blue Coast because maybe you didn't see a lot of those games. But in terms of the 76ers, when he was out on the floor, showed some signs that he could be a basketball player. They gave him a four-year deal. What does that mean for this team? Is he going to be the primary backup? Is he going to be someone fighting for those backup minutes with Raul Neto? I think he is. Eventually, maybe Neto wins out in the beginning, but Shake might come back around later on and take that back because of his size at 6'6", his athleticism, maybe somebody who they feel is a better defender than Neto, even though I think Shake has to work on that as well. Too many turnstile defensive moments last year, especially late for the 76ers when he got more opportunities on the floor. And Zaire Smith, the one who we all look forward to seeing last year, broke his foot, got sick, lost 30 pounds, did not get back on the floor until very late last year, saw those few things, and let's remember, a power forward in college, a center in high school, someone they are developing into a wing player in the NBA. Still a lot of things to work on, but what has gotten him to be drafted at number 16 a year ago was his athleticism and his defensive ability that can lend to the NBA at this NBA's pace, the basketball's pace of what they are and what they like to do. So this is someone who can run, fill the lanes, finish at the rim very strong, and he is working on his outside shooting, his ball handling, all of those things to be a contributor to the Philadelphia 76ers. So that's one thing we want to start off as well, just to get you guys' thoughts. Summer League, you're sitting at the shore, you're sitting at home, still cooking out, or still recovering from yesterday, and you had an opportunity to watch this basketball team. Not the same oomph, if you will, as years in the past, when you've had top overall picks at number one, Ben Simmons, Markel Fultz, Nerlens Noel, Jahlil Okafor, Michael Carter Williams, any of these names that you wanted to see in the past that have had that star power, that name star power, but in this case, now you're looking at these players that can help you out rotationally and to go along with their youth, with the veterans that they've added to this team in Richardson and Horford, the fact that Simmons and Embiid and Harris are back, no more than 26 years of age, and these young athletes with some defensive ability, able to come off the bench onto the floor and give the 76ers something. This was our first glimpse of the excitement of the offseason with these summer league players, the summer Sixers, if you will, beating the Milwaukee Bucks 107-106. So your first impressions of these players, you haven't seen Zaire Smith really until late last season, right? And at the end of the regular season in April. So who is he? And what did you see from these guys that really stood out to you? Shaik as well, Norvell Pell as well. Who stood out the most? Who were you most impressed by of these young Sixers that could potentially do something for the big club once things get underway in the fall? 610-632-0975. The Kawhi Leonard saga continues. He's taking his good old time to decide on what he wants to do, holding up the NBA. Still some star names out there like DeMarcus Cousins, as well as Marcus Morris, not being on a team as of yet. And I think some of the things that teams are waiting for is to see the decision that Kawhi Leonard makes, holding things up, if you will, once again for some other players. We've seen this before with LeBron James, where they've had to wait for him to make his decision, for them now to go out and spend that money, for other players to go out there and make a decision on where they want to be for the next couple of seasons. And that's the same thing that's happening. And quite frankly, in the beginning, I was like, Kawhi, just hurry up and make a decision. You're either going to LA, either team, or you're staying in Toronto. Pick a team. Well, I think he's well within his right to make the decision however he wants to make this decision. And someone who has always marched to his own drum, the beat of his own drum, has made the right decisions in college. And I was reading a story yesterday how he did the exact same thing in college. Took him some time. Did it at the start of his senior season in the summer where he decided on San Diego State after them recruiting him. Never even went to the campus. Just decided, hey, I like this team, this school. I like what they've done in recruiting me. I'm going to stay here and go to San Diego State. He's an L.A. native. He's back in San Diego now after all of his meetings with the Clippers, the Lakers, and the Toronto Raptors. He'll make his decision at some point. Jabari Young, a friend to the program, Philadelphia native, covers the San Antonio Spurs, knows Kawhi Leonard and his camp very well. And with Kawhi Leonard, Jabari put out on Wednesday, he is going to take his time and don't look for a answer yesterday or today. This is going to take a couple of days because this is not a guy who's going to rush and do it the way that you or anyone else wants to do it. So how do you feel about him? If you, again, holding the NBA hostage right now and going to the West Coast or staying with the Toronto Raptors, I personally still think he stays with the Raptors. I still think, you know, there's a little bit in me that says the longer he takes, he's going to choose the Los Angeles Lakers. But I kind of believe that he wants to wait and really, he's already spoke to the Toronto Raptors, get an idea of what they're going to do moving forward if he decides he wants to stay long term. That's a big decision. Does he want to now continue these conversations with Masai Ujiri and say, hey, when Kyle Lowry is done, when Serge Ibaka is done, Danny Green is done, Marc Gasol is done, it's just myself, Pascal Siakam, Fred VanVleet, Norman Powell, what else are we going to do? What is our team moving forward now that all of these other teams in the Eastern Conference have gotten that much better? The Sixers, the Nets, right? The Bucks, the Celtics. All of these teams that are going to be very good, where do we end up? So I do kind of want to ask you, just because it's taking so long, it has nothing to do with the Sixers in the sense that he's coming to Philadelphia. But that being said, it is the Eastern Conference. Where does Kawhi Leonard end up? Does he end up with the Lakers or the Raptors? He's already, according to reports, eliminated the Clippers. If you believe that, he's eliminated the Clippers. Where does he end up in the NBA? The Lakers or the Raptors? Just a little side thing as you guys call in. And as a side topic today, 30 year anniversary of, and I you guys know I'm a big Seinfeld fan, 30 year anniversary of the first episode, the Seinfeld Chronicles. Before it was Seinfeld, it was the Seinfeld Chronicles, and it was July, right? Today, when they aired their first episode, which is weird. I don't even remember being able to, I know they would debut summer programs to get a gauge of how the viewers would like a show and see how it fared in that time. And of course they came back, but the Seinfeld Chronicles 30 years ago, it's my favorite show. It's a great comedy. I love it. I want to ask you guys, as we talk Sixers Summer League, Kawhi Leonard, where he goes, Raptors or Lakers, give me your favorite of the main four characters: Jerry Seinfeld, Elaine Benes, George Costanza, Kramer, Cosmo Kramer, and your recurring regular or recurring character that also said, that's my guy. Whether it was Jackie Childs, one of the parents, whether it was simply the Costanzas, either one or both, the Seinfelds, David Putty. I asked this to Andrew Salchunas. He said David Putty was his favorite. Anybody that was a recurring regular that you saw often on Seinfeld for the time that they were on the air, your favorite regular character, your main character, and your favorite recurring side guy, gal, whoever it may have been. So 610-632-0975. There are plenty of Seinfeld regulars. Newman, David Putty, who else? Kenny Banya. Any of these people, as it is a fun 4th of July weekend, extending the weekend, you call in with your Sixers point, your summer Sixers, letting us know what you saw from these guys, who stood out to you the most, who were you most impressed by, Kawhi Leonard conversation, and your favorite Seinfeld main character of the four, and your favorite reoccurring character from the show in all the years as well. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock here on The Fanatic. And also, My guy, haven't seen him since I've been back, Josh Raybeck. Good to be back with Josh as well. Joe Torti will be in at 9 o'clock to share the 9 o'clock hour. We'll run till 10, and then he carries you until midnight right here on 97.5. So 610-632-0975, what you saw from the Sixers today, who stood out to you the most. Not going to get carried away because, again, it is summer league. Star, guys, you see it and you just know it. Others, like Furkan Korkmaz, can drop 40 for you. The next thing you know, he's going back overseas and not playing in the NBA this season. So let's have the conversation. Who stood out to you today? Who stood out to you the most? Who are you most impressed by? And just as an aside, what is Kawhi? Since we're all guessing and no one knows, where does Kawhi Leonard end up? Because I do think he stays in Toronto with the Raptors. And then the Lakers pivot from there, go Marcus Morris, maybe DeMarcus Cousins, a few other things as well. Let's not forget DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis have a really good relationship, so let's see how things play out there as well. Plus the side topic of the Seinfeld characters, your main favorite and your recurring character favorite. 610-632-0975. Let's start things off in Winfield, my hometown, my part of town. Rasheem on 97.5. What's going on, Rasheem?
What's
up, man?
What's up? I think I was impressed with the rookie second round pick that we got. I knew beforehand that he was a shooter, but you know, some of his drives was actually impressive. Shake Milton, I might have been worried about that he shot bad because as a rookie, that man averaged like 24 points a game, so scoring is something he could do. I was actually impressed with some of his passes being able to set the big man.
Norvell Pell. Yep.
Exactly. Yep. And to be able to break people down. The rookie from Washington.
Matisse Thybulle.
McKee style, but I could tell that he was probably a little bit nervous. That's why, you know, some of the, turnovers that he was thinking too much, but you definitely seen the, defensive, potential that he has. Even our team as a whole. But the most impressive guy was the second round pick that we got. His ability to knock down shots and at the time that we needed the shot to be knocked down was huge. It's some things that, that could be translated over to the NBA, especially with Shake Milton. People forget that, he was a point guard at SMU. So handling on the ball is something that's part, it's something that he's really familiar with. So, I was fairly impressed. And we got the win.
Yeah, you got the win. You blew a big lead, but they were able to hang on. You got to knock down those free throws, Sheem. For me, I was most impressed with, and I'll say it this way, because Zaire Smith, the fact that he was able to come back from all the stuff that he had to go through last year with the broken foot, and then the weight loss because of the allergic reaction that he had that caused him to lose so much weight, and come back, put that on, and still be able to get back to himself, if you will. Now, we will, of course, evaluate things as the summer league goes on, and hopefully they make a deep run and are able to get very far, win a championship that feels good about, makes them feel good about themselves. And if he is able to continue to develop over the summer, Sheem, and get to the training camp and all with the regulars and see where he fits in, this guy, they're gonna pull out some different things, man, some really good things with him and his athleticism and the defense.
Can you talk about more about the second round pick? I'm not
Mario Šajić.
Yeah. I was like really impressed what I seen on the floor. Seriously, like I definitely wasn't expecting that. Like from the come up big. And for him to make the shots he was making, like, it was real fluid. It wasn't his release was quick. So I definitely would like to learn a little bit more about him.
I got you, man. No worries. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it, Sheem. First of all, we know him from Iowa State playing with the Cyclones. He actually started off with the Virginia Cavaliers and wound up with the Iowa State squad. 6'6 player, obviously drafted in the second round. Known for his outside shooting, and he just, just reading some of the things, he's felt comfortable, it seems, every day. Last year, he shot 38.6% from the field, from deep, 49.6% from the field, a very good free throw shooter at 88%. He gave you 34 games of play for the Iowa State Cyclones, 18.7 points and 5 rebounds, 2 assists for that squad. Now, when he was with Virginia, he played a lot. 34 games in year one as a freshman, 35 year two as a sophomore, and year three, he played 34 games starting 14, averaging 9 points off the bench for the Virginia Cavaliers. Wound up going to Iowa State, sat out the 17-18 campaign because, as you know, as a transfer guy, you have to sit out that one season. And he blew up. He exploded with this team. And most impressive, of course, is the free throw shooting and the 38% from deep, which is why he was drafted into the league late, because of his size at 6'6", and be able to knock down that jump shot like we've seen. And in those 34 games, he shot 5 3-point attempts a night for the Iowa State Cyclones. So he can shoot them. He can get the shot up. That's what they're going to encourage him to do. You know what it is, oftentimes when you come in as a specialist, they want you to try to do other things to get yourself on the floor. What's going to get him on the floor is knocking down these open shots. Knocking down shots in the veteran camp, the training camp, if he's lucky enough to be there. Maybe he'll be a two-way player for the Sixers. He'll have an opportunity as a two-way player to get on the floor as a member of the 76ers, two-way guy with the blue coats and all of that. But when if he makes the most of his time, he will be good to go. He will be good to go. As someone that they can use as a specialist, he has to improve on his defense overall. Decent, not great, but could be better. Ball handling, the same thing. It's a different animal when you. It is a different animal when you come into the NBA and expecting to just come in and be the guy that you've always been as a shooter. You know you have to work. You have to make the most of the opportunity, but you have to make sure you go out there and give it on the defensive end to also make your way onto the floor. 610-632-0975. Who stood out to you the most in summer league? In game number one, a victory over the Milwaukee Bucks, 107-106, led by Mario Šajić, 7-13 from the floor, 3-6 from deep, knocked down a pair of free throws, 4 rebounds in his 21 minutes, leading the team, and 19 points on the evening. For the Bucks, they were led by, I don't even know who Landale is. He had 25 points at the center position, but my man, Bonzi Colson, 22 points is my guy. 22 points, 5 rebounds, 5 of 10, 25 minutes, 4, 11 of 13. He was on a two-way contract last year with the Milwaukee Bucks. And good to see him out there doing his thing. Big, big supporter of Bonzi. Yeah, so that's that. That's that for him. Even though it was against the Sixers, I'm glad that he was able to get off a little bit in his first game back, because last year, Bonzi, coming out of Notre Dame, was not able to play the way he needed to play because he was injured, did not get drafted. That was part of the reason why. And he wound up in the G League after recovery, rehab, and all. Wound up on the team with the Milwaukee Bucks as a two-way player and finished the season with the Bucks. And it's good to see him back. I know it's not the Sixers, but hey, that's my guy. So I'm just shouting him out because I love what he's done. 610-632-0975. So tonight, as we discuss the Philadelphia 76ers, where you believe Kawhi Leonard is going to go, the Sixers, who are you most impressed with in game one of the summer league? A lot of players stood out today. If you watched Twitter at all, 5 names really stood out. Šajić, Pell, Thibel, Smith, and Milton. Who stood out to you the most in game number one of the summer league? Where does Kawhi Leonard end up, Lakers or the Raptors? And as an aside, 30th year anniversary of show number one, the pilot episode of Seinfeld. And at that time, the Seinfeld Chronicles, for that show, greatest show of all time for me, comedy-wise. And I'm asking you for your favorite of the 4 main characters and your favorite of the recurring characters as well for the duration of the show. 610-632-0975. By the way, mine was Kramer and Frank Costanza. We'll talk about it right here. Josh Rabick producing the show right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You've got all kinds of hustle, like get the job done hustle and get the kids out the door hustle. If you've got hustle, we've got your back. University of Maryland University College, a respected state university with 90-plus programs and specializations and more than 70 years' experience serving working adults like you. That includes rolling admissions to help you get started, and you could get credit for your career experience. Affordable courses and no-cost digital course materials for most programs. And the flexibility of online classes to fit your busy life. If you've got hustle, University of Maryland University College is made for you. Find out what a valuable investment a UMUC degree can be. Ask our advisors about a variety of scholarship and financing options for those who qualify and save even more with no-cost digital resources for most courses. Get started at the university made for you. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Everybody, Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient, affordable way to help with your cleanup.
Yeah, the Bagster.
I love this product, a 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag. Sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, and local home improvement stores. And for only $29.99. Whatever your cleanup plans are, I'm telling you, the Bagster bag can take it on. Buy it, fill it, and it's gone. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up, the Bagster. Dumpster in a bag.
Build your juice? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. It cleans up messes and spills quicker. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
You make a million tough business decisions every day. So here's the easiest one of the year. Dell's Black Friday in July is back and bigger than ever. Get no-brainer deals on the very latest computers with Intel Core processors and a huge selection of servers, electronics, and more. All with free shipping on everything. To make your decision even easier, Dell's small business technology advisors can help you find just the right tech. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's an easy call to make at 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/small business.
This is the sound of a blizzard from the amazing DQ Summer Blizzard menu with 7 flavors, like new Sour Patch Kids, which sounds like the first home run of summer. Yahoo! Your first cannonball. Yahoo! Or your first road trip to the Grand Canyon. Yahoo! That's what the DQ Summer Blizzard menu really sounds like, with exciting flavors like new Sour Patch Kids and favorites like brownie dough. DQ, happy, tastes good. Yahoo! At participating locations.
Do you hear that Coors Light being poured? It's the perfect temperature. How can I tell just based on the sound? I can't. But I can see that the mountain on the can is blue. And when the mountain is blue, your Coors Light is perfectly cold. Coors Light is cold lagered for a crisper taste, cold filtered for brightness and clarity, and cold packaged for peak refreshment. Doesn't that sound good? 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Build your juice? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. It cleans up messes and spills quicker. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Big at Banana Republic Factory with 60% off the entire store. Our biggest sale of the year. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses, shirts, and shorts under $15. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Sports talk for Haddon Heights and all of Camden County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
.7 The Fanatic. Josh Ravick producing the show. I'm Devon Givens, 610-632-0975. Some breaking news at the end of Andrew's show before we stepped in here. The Major League Baseball has suspended Phillies player Odubel Herrera. Of course, we know everything that took place with him, suspended after the domestic violence issue in Atlantic City. And Major League Baseball got it right. They have enough information where they felt good enough to suspend him for the 85 games. You wonder what else they may have come across in that time and why they just simply did not, why the Phillies have not made a move to decide to remove him from the roster and all of that. So maybe some of those things will come out as more information gets to us about what is really going on with him. If he did this, I made it very clear at the time that hey, listen, he's got to go because you cannot put your hand on the woman. Maybe he'll get a second chance and all of that stuff, and I'm all for second chances, but you can't do things like this by putting your hands on a woman. And it's easier said than done. Just walk away. But guess what? You walk away. 610-632-0975. So we'll certainly take your thoughts on what the Major League Baseball has decided to do with Odubel Herrera, 85-game suspension, and who knows what happens his long-term future with the Philadelphia Phillies. Do you want him back on this team? So let's go to Stan in Broomall, who's been hanging on patiently on 97.5. Next, what's up, Stan?
Hey, what's going on, Devon, man? It was a pleasure talking to you.
Always, man.
Yeah. Shake Milton. Because we know.
Oh, Stan, you're breaking up. So listen, hold on. We're going to put you on hold, man. See if Josh can clear things up with you. You waited all that time, and I don't want to lose your spot overall with this, just to get into a better position. So let's go to transition to Will in Burlington as we see what's going on with Stan and his phone. Will, you're on the Fanatic. What's up, man?
What's up, Devon? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. What's going on with you?
Oh, man, I'm good. I did the eye test with this game, man. I was at my son's AAU game, so I really couldn't hear the commentators. But the kid, Kumade, man, if I'm pronouncing his name.
Florida State.
Yeah, man. He's 7'4".
That's a big dude, man.
And he's athletic.
Yep.
So what's the chances of them keeping him, man? Because I could see him really, you know, coming off the bench possibly for a couple of minutes to spare. But he's so athletic, I think it kind of sparked their run because you couldn't get anything in on, and he played very good defense.
Yeah, he actually scored pretty well also in the time that he was off the bench, 14 minutes. Gave you 11 points, Will, with 5 block shots and 7 rebounds in his time on the floor. So you're absolutely right. Somebody who's that big, that athletic, the problem is, where does he fit with the regular roster already seemingly at 15 and Norvell Pell with one of the two-way contracts, Mario Šajek, who led the team in scoring with 19, maybe taking that second spot with two-way. I just don't know where he fits. I don't know if there's any room for him at all.
Yeah, I think he really allowed them to kind of gamble and play freely defensively. And, you know, he just moved well for his size, man. But I like him. I like the kid, Šajek, I believe that's how you pronounce his last name.
Šajek, yep.
Yeah, man. He took shots at the right time. He can handle the ball very well. He looked very composed under the pressure. I really think this group of rookies, this young core, is going to really spark the team from a defensive standpoint. I really do, man. I think they got a ton of energy. I think they're going to come in. I think Zaire Smith is going to be a highlight show. And I just think the kid, Šajek, is going to come into the game, and I just think he's going to be James Ennis plus 5.
Because of the outside shooting. That's funny, man. Listen, quick one around the NBA. Kawhi Leonard, what do you have? What do you think, Raptors or Lakers?
I mean, I can see him going to the back
to the Raptors.
Again, and you said that allegedly somebody mentioned that the Clippers were out of it, but I don't see where he can really fit in, add on the Lakers in terms of being that guy. It's the only thing I'm concerned about with the Raptors is long term. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the thing. There has to be a conversation with Masai Ujiri as to how he makes his decision, who else is going to be there with him outside of Pascal Siakam.
Now, real quick, could that be the case with the Lakers? Like, you know, maybe they're looking at it like, all right, in 2 years you could take over Kawhi, or?
Well, with the Lakers, you look at it. Did you have a Seinfeld thing? I didn't know if you were jumping
in.
I'm sorry,
Seinfeld, yes. George Costanza and the Soup for You.
Oh, the Soup Nazi. You got it, Will. Hey, great stuff, man. You got it, man. Appreciate it. Costanza and the Soup Nazi. That was a great episode as well. So the thing on Kawhi and Lakers, maybe it's more of the fact that in a couple of years, as Will was talking about, he can transition where LeBron is getting older, but he can still play. Anthony Davis is still going to be there. Anthony Davis is still going to be good. Anthony Davis is still going to be a franchise player, so those two can team up. Is Pascal Siakam that player for him to make a decision like that to stay in the Eastern Conference with the Toronto Raptors long term? And that's not discounting Kyle Lowry, because I'm not counting that guy out. I'm just saying that he is getting older, and as an older point guard, he's going to take a step back. He's going to slow down a little bit. The burst may not be there like it always was. The defense may not be there either. We know Kyle Lowry is a fantastic player, an all-star level player in this league, but the future is going to be, if he stays, Kawhi Leonard, Pascal Siakam, 1-2. Don't know where Fred VanVleet fits in that. Don't know where Norman Powell fits in that, and any of the other guys later on down in that roster, but those two will certainly carry that franchise for years to come. 610-632-0975. Let's go back to Stan and see if he is all taken care of here on the Fanatic. Stan, you all good?
Hey, man, you hear me clear now?
I got you.
All right, cool, cool. It's funny because the guy kind of took what I was going to say. The big fellow, the 7'4 guy, I felt like he showed some flashes there. Kind of reminded me of like a version of Roy Hibbert.
Mm-hmm.
And not that you need a Roy Hibbert, but just having a guy that size who, you know, keeps the ball high, can rebound, obviously was, you know, blocking a lot of shots, blocked Sterling Brown's dunk attempt. So you like to see things like that. But I really wanted to get your take on Shake Milton. And the reason why I said that is because I wanted to call you the other day when they gave him that 4-year deal, because I was asking myself, we were talking about getting a backup point guard. And then I saw something D put up on Twitter regarding Shake, saying that now, if he continues to play well in the summer league, that he is going to be competing for those backup, you know, point guard minutes with that, with the guy, Raul. Yeah, with him. So I really wanted to get your take on that. And real quick, before you answer that, I'll give you my Seinfeld and the Lakers point. The Lakers thing is they got to get the deal done in a few days. Otherwise, they're going to lose the ability to give them the max. I think it has to be done by July 6th. Otherwise, they're going to lose some money.
Yeah, I think it's going to be tomorrow, but he's taking his time, and I'm okay with that.
But that's what I'm saying. If he takes his time, they're not going to be able to offer him that money anymore.
No, I mean, he's taking his time up to this point.
Right.
He'll announce it probably tomorrow.
Yeah, so they need him to do that. You know, Kawhi really holds all the cards. To me, if he goes to the Lakers, you can't argue with them being a favorite. You really can't. Kawhi, LeBron, AD, even Kuzma, if that's your worst player and you're starting lines up, that's not a bad idea.
How about that? I forgot about him.
Right, exactly. So you're looking at it, they got to be the favorites. If he stays in Toronto, I still like our chances, because I think we actually do. Even though we lost a guy like Jimmy Butler, I still think we upgraded, you know, all around. As far as Seinfeld goes, I wasn't a religious watcher, but I respected the show and I watched it, right? So the guy that always got me, that always made me laugh, and that's because of the back and forth banter, is Newman. I don't know what it was about him, but that actor too, every time I see him in movies, always makes me laugh. He's always a great character in the things that he plays in. So I got to go with Newman. But I wanted to get
of your first, who is of the four main characters? Although you're not a religious watcher, of the first four, Seinfeld, Costanza, Kramer, Elaine Bennis, who of the four would you say was your favorite?
So I gotta say, I did like them all. I didn't say like there's not really a character that I didn't like. To me though, it might have to be between Costanza and Kramer.
Okay.
Because I just felt like those two, with the shenanigans that Kramer was getting into, and you know, Costanza just couldn't catch a break sometimes. Is, you know, it just seemed like every episode there was something going on with them. So if I had to pick one, I might lean a little bit towards Kramer.
Yo, man, listen, great call. Good stuff, man. Thanks for the call. The funny thing with George Costanza is that he would get into stuff, and Josh will bring this up a little later on. We know Larry David, creator, it was based off of him. He would get into stuff that would just make you uncomfortable. Like, I was watching the episode the other day because although I'm able to move around a lot more and I can walk better and do all the things, I don't have to just sit around. I do have to sit around and ice my leg all day. But that being said, I'm sitting there watching an episode, and it was one where he met one of his girlfriend's family, the parents, the aunt, and the grandmother. And he's helping to clean up. He made a great impression with the family. He's telling them how much they like him. He likes them. He's helping to clean up. He goes and puts the stuff in the trash in the kitchen, and he finds an eclair sitting at the top of the trash can, still in the receptacle that it was on, and he decides to just take a bite. So, and it was like, that's just uncomfortable, man. How did you put yourself in this position? And Jerry, he and Jerry in the next scene are talking about it. And as they're sitting in Monk's Diner and they're discussing the situation, he says, so you just decided, what the hell, I'm going to eat some garbage. And he did. And that's exactly what it is, man. So that show was just too funny for me. I enjoy the show big time. Big fan of it. And as it is the 30th anniversary of the first episode in the summer, the pilot episode, Seinfeld Chronicles, which ultimately turned into Seinfeld, your favorite main character and your favorite recurring character on the show. 610-632-0975. Also, when you call in, talk about your favorite, your first impression of the 76ers, who stood out to you in game number one in the 107-106 victory. We're asking you to also tell us Kawhi Leonard. Clippers, Lakers, well, no, not Clippers, but even though they ruled him out, I'm not buying it. Lakers, Raptors, where does he end up? Because it will impact the Eastern Conference one way or another. 610-632-0975. It is Josh Rabick. I'm Devon Givens right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens.
Give it up.
On 97.5. The Fanatic.
Sir, do you know why I pulled you over?
Yes, I was speeding.
You in a rush to get somewhere, sir?
Well, it is Hoagie Fest at Wawa.
It's Hoagie Fest?
Yes. They have $3 juniors, $4 shorties, $5 classics, and I'm sorry, I was just really hungry.
Follow me. I'll give you an escort.
Wawa Hoagie Fest is here with all hoagies at Hoagielicious prices. That's $3 juniors, $4 shorties, and $5 classics. It's hoagie season.
There's no place like Wawa for drinks you love. And with summer here, now's the perfect time to try our newest frozen delight, the Wawa Freeze. This fruity summer drink is available in sherbet flavors like strawberry, mango, lemon, and more. Chill out with the new Wawa Freeze, now available for a limited time at Wawa, your beverage destination for the sips you crave. Gotta have a Wawa.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving, built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with my newest invention, a KFC Cheetos sandwich. You might be wondering why I'd make a KFC chicken sandwich with Cheetos sauce and actual Cheetos on it. The answer is, I just felt like making a KFC chicken sandwich with Cheetos sauce and actual Cheetos on it. It's a big old heap of cheesy, crispy, limited-time-only deliciousness. So hurry up and try one before I run out of Cheetos. KFC's Cheetos sandwich. Even orange fingers are finger-licking good. Limited-time-only. Prices and participation may vary.
Weeds? Brown spots? Yep, summer's here.
Don't worry, Tim. Scott's Turf Builder can help turn things around. Just one feeding of Scott's will help to crowd out weeds while greening and strengthening grass. All without burning your lawn. All guaranteed.
Thick green grass? Yep, summer is here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Save your lawn from summer. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder today.
New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline not only helps keep your engine running like new, it can also help you win big. When you fill up as a Fuel Rewards member, you'll be automatically entered in the Shell Great Gas Giveaway after purchasing 8 gallons or more, where you can win one of thousands of prizes, including free fuel for a year. To join, download the Fuel Rewards app or go to fuelrewards.com/win. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, no purchase necessary. Motion ends 9/119. See official rules at fuelrewards.com/win for how to enter by mail and all details.
Welcome to Kids in the Mud season. We need more cold drink season and party cleanup season. Best Buy can help you get ready for whatever madness summer throws your way with up to 40% savings on appliance top deals during our 4th of July sale. Save on the latest kitchen and laundry appliances from Whirlpool, GE, Samsung, and LG. And say hello to Don't Sweat It season. Sale ends July 10th. Details at BestBuy.com. Best Buy. Let's talk about what's possible.
Big at Banana Republic Factory with 60% off the entire store. Our biggest sale of the year. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses, shirts, and shorts under $15. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
97.5 The Fanatic. We are what's happening now.
Set up an appointment for Mr. Kramer. Tell him it's for me.
So what do you think, Jackie? I mean, we got a case?
Like taking candy from a baby.
Oh, man. Was that the one where he smoked too much or when he drank the coffee and spilled the coffee on himself? Josh Ray producing the show. I'm Devon Givens, 610-632-0975. Jackie Childs, one of the best characters from the Seinfeld era on television, a long-standing sitcom that still does it. Still does it for me. During my time of recovery, I sat there and watched plenty of episodes of Seinfeld. And it's just every time it still makes me laugh, and I always enjoy checking it out. So your favorite main character and your favorite recurring character on the Seinfeld during their run all those years. 610-632-0975. And don't forget about Odubel Herrera. Major League Baseball, did they do the right thing? And what is his future with the Philadelphia Phillies? Do you want him back on the team or not? 610-632-0975. 85-game suspension for Odubel Herrera. So there's that. Jesse in West Philly is next on The Fanatic. What's up, Jess?
Hey, how you doing there, Devon?
I'm doing well. How are you?
All right. Listen, I called to talk about Shayok, but listening to the other callers, I'm kind of a novice to basketball. Interesting story. You actually are the reason I'm watching basketball.
Huh.
And yes, I'll tell you how.
Okay.
I worked overnights for like 10 years, and I'm a big diehard football guy. All I ever known, all I ever watched was football. And working overnights years ago, you were producing for this other guy, and I don't know his name.
Okay.
And y'all talked about basketball when the Sixers were like the butt of late night jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And listening to you guys night after night after night, I said, you know what? You're doing the off season of football. I said, I'm going to give this basketball thing a try. Because I never understood it because the game moved too fast for me.
Okay.
So 2 years ago, I even told my wife, I said, you know what? I'm going to commit to this basketball thing and try to understand it. And I said, I'm just going to watch every game. Even though I don't understand it, I figure if I watch it every night, it may, I may start to understand it. And lo and behold, I'm telling you, it has gotten me hooked.
You are hooked. Look at that.
I don't even watch football, but I mean, literally, it has taken over football as the number one thing that I watch as far as sports.
And it's funny because you say that, and of course we appreciate, you know, the kind words of us getting you started. But Mike was doing the show earlier where he was talking about, has basketball taken over the NFL, has NBA taken over NFL and become a 12-year sport league? And for you to say something like that, a diehard football fan who has converted a little bit and allowed basketball into your life and figured things out in the years that you have, that's pretty cool, man, to tell you where the game is.
Yeah, so thank you. That's why I said learn us this story.
Thank you.
All right. So now I called about Shayok, and I had a quick question about the NBA rules. That Shayok guy really impressed me, and I just learned about this number, this 50-40-90 thing.
50-40-90 club. 50 from the field, 40 from three-pointer, and 90 from the free throw line.
Yeah, so by me, I heard you run them numbers earlier in your show. Shayok's numbers, and I'm like, this guy, you, and they were almost, almost all close to that 50-40-90 thing.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, would a Kyle Korver coming in, what do you think about him being to Shayok what JJ was to Shamit last year?
Yeah, that's a very good one, man. And before we let you go, Jess, since you are a basketball guy now, any idea of where you believe Kawhi Leonard will end up, in Toronto or in Los Angeles?
Okay, I believe it'll be Los Angeles. And that question I had for you about the rules was that tall guy, Kamaje.
Yes, Florida State.
Are the NBA rules like the NFL, whereas if he's with Delaware, any team can pick him up?
Well, it is like that in some cases, unless you are certain. And Jess, thanks for the kind words, man.
Thank you
for a great call. Appreciate it. The NBA rules with the G League is because you'll see players play for the 87ers at the time, and now the Bluecoats, and you have players that are less, in this case, let's say Shake Milton, who's a two-way guy for the Sixers. No one else in the league can pluck him off the roster. But when it comes to some of the other players, it is possible, and you can be traded. So if we say Shayok is on there as a two-way guy, that's the Sixers still, their property and things of that nature. They can trade him if they wanted to, just like any other player, the same way they can trade Norvell Pell within the G League, not the NBA. That's how things would go. And they are not able to pluck them off of your roster unless, you know, the certain G League rules allow them to pick certain players based on what the Bluecoats label them as on their roster, Jesse. So I hope I answered the question as to how they're able to come off and things of that nature. So it can be done. It can be done, but I think the Sixers in certain cases will do whatever they need to if they feel a player is worth them protecting where they don't want anybody else sneaking in on there, because you only allow two-way guys. You have others who can be plucked off. You have other players from other organizations who play for certain teams and a certain geographic to give them an opportunity to run. But a lot of these other NBA squads have a G League team of their own where they don't now have to rent them out to other teams around the league to do those things. So I hope, Jesse, I answered your question. 610-632-0975. James in Mount Airy is next on the Fanatic. What's up, James?
Hey.
What's going on?
Go ahead.
What's going on?
I thought it was all about Shayok. You know, I going into the game, I knew that Zaire Smith was the better player in Fible. You know, what he brought to the table defensively and spot up shooting. But for me, it was just about could Shayok come out there and prove like he was in college that he's just an efficient scorer at, you know, pull up, dribble, spot up, whatever. And he kind of showed that tonight. And that was the most exciting thing for me about everything that I saw today from the first game.
Yeah, that's obviously, this is one that was going to stand out for a lot of people because they don't know, James, much about Shayok and the type of player he is. Yes, the scouting report from the general manager, Elton Brand, when he was selected and some of the things that were said on draft night. Of course, he's an outside shooter, but it's one thing for you to actually get an opportunity to see him, especially when you're paying attention, as you just said, to Smith and Milton and Matisse Thybulle. And this guy leads the team with 19 points as a 54th overall pick for your squad, right? So he is going to be one that stood out. And that's, you know, you're the third person that has come in and pointed out how impressed you were by him.
Well, I watched him a lot at Iowa State. But when he was at Virginia, he wasn't nearly as good of a shooter.
No.
And you saw him progress at Iowa State, where he took that leap and he just worked on his jump shot. And he was, I was surprised he went the second round when he did because of his lack of athleticism. But he's just an NBA scorer. And I think he's going to have a long, you know, probably sixth man. I don't think he's athletic enough to be a starter, but shooting wins in this league.
Yeah, I was about to say that because you said an NBA scorer. Would you look at him as an NBA scorer or an NBA shooter?
I said a shooter just because he don't have the athleticism
right
to score from different spots
right
and get to the rim.
Right, absolutely, man. And your thoughts real fast. You had something to say on Shake Milton as well?
Yeah, I was disappointed in Shake. I wanted him to be a little bit more, you know, sturdy with the ball, not turning over as much, and just not as efficient as of a scorer. He's looking like he's going to be a volume scorer, and that's kind of not what we need at that backup point guard position.
That's what he is, man. He's a two-way player. He wasn't necessarily a point guard. He can handle the ball, and therefore you get the name Shake, right? Because he has a pretty good handle, not a great handle. Because of his dad and how they nicknamed him that way. But he's very good with the basketball, but you're right. In a game like this, but you also know this, you know, first time really having the ball in his hands the entire game, the 20 plus minutes that he played, trying to lead this young team and to familiarize yourself as well with some of these other players, even though they've had the small run of training camp that they've had, summer camp for these players, you're going to turn the ball over. Just like you're going to foul crazy. Norvell Pell had 9, right? The big backup center from Florida State has 7. So you're going to do stuff like that, and it happens. So let's see if he progresses throughout the rest of these games, Jay, and has a better showing. Lakers or Raptors for Kawhi Leonard?
Lakers for sure. Hey, one more thing, Devon. I thought Elton Brand's done tremendous considering Jimmy wanted to leave and what he got for him.
I agree.
But his one mistake that he's made, and I said this back when it happened, was he got rid of Landry Shaman, and Landry Shaman was J.J. Redick's insurance policy. People were like, he's a throw-in. We need a Harris. But there was no need to throw Landry Shaman. They gave him all the first-round picks. I kept saying that.
Well, I'll ask you this, though, Jay. Who's to say that they threw him in instead of the Lakers insisting that he's in the deal or else it won't get done?
Yeah, I mean, with all that they gave him with those first-round picks, like that one first-round pick was kind of like, I thought that.
Yeah, but you know they're going to want a player. Mike Muscala wasn't going to be enough. They're going to want a player.
Yeah, but Shamit, man. I hear you. With Shamit,
I hear you.
We're kind of lucky when we lost JJ. Hopefully, one of these guys can come along. Or we're kind of, you know, everybody's talking about our shooting. It wasn't such a bad thing that we lost JJ. It was, but we can be replaced. But we're relying on some young guys. That's all. I appreciate the. Taking my call, Devon.
You got it, man. Appreciate you, James. 610-632-0975. As much as we want to be upset with that, you also have to look at the fact that the Clippers have done a nice job with their team and how they turned things over since Lob City broke up. They're going to insist on a player that they feel like they want in that deal as well. And you have to give up something to get something. And while they are cool with the 2021 pick and whatever other year picks they get, they're going to want a player. And once again, Mike Muscala is not enough of a player to get a deal like that done for Tobias Harris. You're going to have to give up something. That something, unfortunately, happened to be Landry Shamet. And yes, Landry Shamet would be a nice piece off the bench because I don't think he would start over Josh Richardson at this point after the deal was made. Coming off the bench, though, as a 25-a-minute-a-night type of player with the outside shooting, that spark as an offensive player, certainly something that the Sixers could use coming off of this new improved bench that they have, that shooting would be on point for this team. 610-632-0975. We're talking about the Summer Sixers. You impressed by the 107-106 players today and their victory over the Bucks? Who stood out to you the most? Who were you more impressed with? Talk about that. Kawhi Leonard still waiting his decision. Is it the Lakers or the Raptors? We're just trying to put together something to see what you guys feel because it will impact the Eastern Conference and the Sixers as well. And finally, a fun side on this holiday weekend, Seinfeld 30th year anniversary of the first episode. With that, your favorite main character and your favorite reoccurring character. We're here until 10. 610-632-0975. Josh Rabick producing the show right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, if you're looking for a new car, go see my friends at Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City. Some great deals right now from the sporty C-Class sedans to the GLA and GLC family SUVs. That's the car I'm driving right now. Their entire fleet of vehicles, you know what it offers. Classic design, luxury interior cabins, innovative technology, and a flawless ride. After all, it's a Benz. You know, the summer heat can be unbearable. When I'm out and about, I can't wait to get into the comfort of the GLC 300. I enjoy every minute I'm in my Mercedes. It's nice and comfortable. It's cool. It drives beautifully no matter where you're going. Long drive, short drive. Driving in comfort is important. So take a test drive today at Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Westchester, or Atlantic City with 3 dealerships owned by the same ownership group. They have an inventory that can't be beat by any other Mercedes dealer in the Delaware Valley, which means you'll get a better deal. Check them all online at yourmercedes.com and tell them Mike Miss sent you. When you hear the crack of the bat, you know it's time for the boys of summer to hit the diamond and for real fans to grab an ice-cold Everfresh juice or juice drink while watching the game. Everfresh juices are a Philly favorite, and nothing goes better with hot dogs, peanuts, and cheesesteaks than an ice-cold Everfresh mango or a premium papaya juice. Everfresh juices and juice drinks come in more than 40 different flavors. You'll bat 1,000 when you sip a refreshing Everfresh pina colada. Everybody hits with a delicious cranberry strawberry, and try a double steal with peach watermelon and peach plum pear cocktail. And you'll really hit it out of the park with a tasty ruby red grapefruit or paradise fruit punch. Why strike out with a boring soda when you can hit a grand slam with Everfresh juices and juice drinks, nature's refreshment. Look for your favorite Everfresh juice flavor at McCaffrey Supermarkets in Newtown, Yardley, and Bluebell.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys. Plus, up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. Get an entire GE counter-depth kitchen package for under $2,900. No rebate, no hassle, no kidding. Today is the day for doing. Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only whilst must last. Gas extra. See store for details. Valid through July 10th.
You have to be up in 5 hours. 2 hours. 6 minutes, and you haven't slept a wink. ZzzQuil Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with my newest invention, a KFC Cheeto sandwich. You might be wondering why I'd make a KFC chicken sandwich with Cheeto sauce and actual Cheetos on it. The answer is, I just felt like making a KFC chicken sandwich with Cheeto sauce and actual Cheetos on it. It's a big old heap of cheesy, crispy, limited-time-only deliciousness. So hurry up and try one before I run out of Cheetos. KFC's Cheeto sandwich. Even orange fingers are finger-licking good. Limited-time-only. Prices and participation may vary.
Guys, you're not alone. Half of all men have ED. Get your sex life back with Gainswave at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There are no shots or pills ever with Gainswave, and it's available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to save $150 on your Gainswave treatment, text the word CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979. That's CURE to 797979.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you're listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
Serenity now! Serenity now!
What is that? Doctor gave me a relaxation cassette. When my blood pressure gets too high, the man on the tape tells me to say, Serenity now!
That's my favorite right there, Frank Costanza going nuts. He didn't realize that at the end of the day, when Kramer was doing that, saying Serenity now, that he decided to destroy all these computers that George had stored up in Kramer's apartment. Broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, Josh Rabick, Devon Givens, Joe Torti, and at 9 o'clock, 610-632-0975. Hope you all had a great holiday yesterday, your weekend continuing, whether you had it off, whether you had an early day today, getting ready for the weekend, still great weather, warm out there, still hot, get these thunderstorms and all. Hope you all had a great time being safe, being healthy out there, and just enjoying the show tonight. We really appreciate you joining us on this Friday night, 610-632-0975. So we played that cut there because I'm a big Seinfeld guy, and 30th year anniversary, the pilot episode. It's always great. It's always a fun show for me, no matter what. So when I watch the show, I still crack up as much as I do. My daughters are into it often with me as well. Some of the episodes, certain ones, you can't, you know, the contest. You can't have them watching the contest because that just wasn't appropriate. But you know, just some good stuff. So we're asking 30th episode since the first one on this date 30 years ago, first pilot episode for the show. your favorite main character and your favorite reoccurring character. Mine is Kramer and Frank Costanza, which is why Josh played it there. And George and the Soup Nazi, one of our callers earlier, and Kramer and Newman also. Kramer slash George Costanza and Newman, their favorite characters for the show. And we'll get to Josh as well to get his thoughts, but also your thoughts on the Summer Sixers and what you saw this afternoon in the 107-106 victory over the Bucks, led by Mirio Šajić. Second round pick at number 54, at 19 points off the bench, made three threes, seven of 13 from the field with four rebounds as well in 21 minutes. Impressed a lot of people because they did not know much about him. And let's be quite honest, nobody really thought that he would do this in game number one. We had our eyes on Pell, Smith, Thibel, and Milton. And here you have it. Šajić comes in and drops 19 off the bench as the 54th pick overall for the 76ers, providing the outside shooting that no one else on the roster really has for the Summer Sixers. And it is a welcome sight, and people believe, hey, maybe he can contribute something and carve out a role for himself with the big club once the fall season gets underway. A second thing in the NBA, Kawhi Leonard still has not decided on his future. So we're asking you just to take a guess. Is it going to be the Lakers or the Raptors? I personally say it's going to be the Raptors.
Well, let's start the insanity.
No doubt about it, Jerry. 610-632-0975. Once again, at 9 o'clock, Joe Torti will be in. Also, we're not getting anything on Odubel Herrera. 85-game suspension for him by Major League Baseball. And the Phillies have not yet decided on his future with the club, with the organization. What should they do? Did Major League Baseball do the right thing? Will he be on the squad? That is the question. Let's go back to the phones. Guys waiting patiently like John and Lansdale on the Fanatic. What's up, John?
Hey, what's going on, Leonard? I love your show. I always love it. I never got to meet you. I was down at Fan Fest last year, and I saw you, and you were just like busy like talking to people and whatnot. And I agree completely.
Make sure you catch me this year at Fan Fest, John.
I hope so. With the Odubel thing, yeah, man, I'm glad that I thought he was gone to begin with. Whatever, like, I mean, that's you can't get away with that, like, in any way, shape, or form. Like, it's not right. But I was going to go back to Man, Zaire, like he looked like a veteran. I know it's a summer league, whatnot, and Shake looked like okay. They won the game and they played some decent like defense. And man, it sucks. The Phillies, like, they're not looking good, man. Unless they make something at the trade deadline. But I mean, can you see the Sixers getting like cooked? And Kutcher, like, by any chance?
Cook and Korver, you mean?
Cook and Kutcher. Yeah, I called him Kutcher.
No, it's all right. Yeah, Kyle, I know what you mean. Kyle Korver looked like Adam Kutcher. Aston Kutcher. I think at this point, Quinn Cook thing is probably done. That's why they signed Raul Nato, someone who fits more into their financial plans. And that's why Raul Nato is the backup guy. Now, maybe they find a way if Kyle Korver does free up from his time with the Suns, which is going to be short-lived, most likely.
Yeah,
and he's able to get out there on that market, the buyout market, after they take care of that. Maybe he does end up here, and they will have to make a decision on their roster because they're already at 15 plus the one for the two-way contracts there, John. So we'll see what happens with that. But for me, it is welcome if Kyle Korver is here, and that can only help Šajić as well, just from learning from a guy like that who has carved out what he's carved out in all these years. Know? Yeah.
I mean, that would be great. I mean, we just need, like, some shooting, like, off the bench. And
no question.
And
you're not asking a lot from him. You ask him to come in and do what he's been great at for all this time.
15 minutes, tops. I mean, I think we have a good lineup. And, I mean,
They won't have to rely on him, where in the past he's maybe had to rely on him with the Cavaliers a little bit too much, the Jazz last season a little bit too much. They just need him to come in for maybe 10 minutes, if he's hot, as you said, 15 minutes, and do a nice job, John. Real fast, man, where does Kawhi go? Lakers, Raptors?
I don't know where the cyborg goes. I had this conversation with my chick like earlier today. I'm like, Man, like, she asked me, she's like, oh, I see this all on the ESPN. Like, I'm like, I have no idea. Like, is it go up back to Mars and like, come back down?
I know.
Like, I'm hoping.
Where are you leaning? We're doing a voting, so where are you leaning?
I'm hoping he goes back to the Raptors.
The Raptors, same here. And your Seinfeld?
It had to be Kramer, man. Like, that's the guy that cracked me up, like, the whole time, like, I haven't seen all the episodes, but every time I watched it, he was the guy that cracked me up.
That's cool, man. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Sounds like you have. So that's, you know, John picked Kramer. He left it open for a side person. So a side person that, let me see. I'll go with Jackie Childs just because we'll do it for him. We'll just go Jackie Childs with Kramer for John, and we'll do that. So, but still, if Jackie Childs is your person you want to call in and contribute to the show with that, please do. 610-632-0975. Aaron in Drexel Hill checking in on the Fanatic. What's up, Aaron?
What's up, Devon, man? How you doing?
Good, man. What's going on with you?
Chilling, man. I didn't get a chance to call you after free agency. A little frustrated with our free agency. And some of that has to do with what we just saw today in the summer league. I'm looking at the three young fellas between Shake, Matisse, and Zaire, and I'm looking at the moves that we made. I'm like, when are these young guys really going to finally get a chance to play? That's the one thing that frustrates me with Brett Brown and the organization, because we picked him up as a coach because of player development. And typically, you know, he leans towards his guys that he likes. He doesn't really like to try to give the young guys really a true chance unless we're, like, in the garbage time, which is why TJ got his opportunities. And even Delta Covington got his opportunities because those were the bad days and we just needed bodies on the court.
Right.
But in regards to it, I did like what I saw out of three young fellas and definitely the fourth one that came in. I'm super excited about all four of those guys, but I just don't know when they're going to get the opportunity chance to contribute. I'm iffy on the signings that we did in the offseason. I like the Al Horford pickup, not at $100 million and not as a starting power forward to our team. I would love it if he was just the backup center to be able to really sit back.
He's too good to be a backup still. Even at his age, he's still an elite player in this league for what he does.
He is, but I'm just worried about our style of play, which is that up and down style of play with a guy like that on the court. Now we're kind of shifting a little more towards that half court style of play, which then doesn't bode well for a guy like Ben Simmons.
Well, actually, you know what, Aaron? In a half court, I think Al Horford helps Ben Simmons because of his passing ability.
Maybe, but
that's just me, and we'll find out. But that's me personally.
Yeah, and then I'm also worried about his defense and or Embiid's defense having to guard the modern day four, especially the fours if you think about all the fours that are in the East.
All right, let's think of a four real fast. Pascal Siakam, you think he's a nice young player?
Yes.
Yeah, they defended him well. Al Horford did during the season. Joel Embiid in the playoffs defended him well. Same thing with Giannis in the Boston series, and same thing with Embiid defending Giannis as well. So there will be a handful of guys, Aaron, that will probably be problematic, and Giannis will have his. Pascal Siakam will have his as well, but they also have to defend them on the other end.
Yeah, true point.
Yeah. I mean, so it's going to be a fun thing, but the defense is going to be strong, in my opinion, by the Sixers. Kawhi, where does he end up, Lakers or Raptors?
I personally want him to stay in Toronto just for a competition in the East. I loved it this year. I loved the playoffs this year. It was great competition, so I want him to stay there.
But
where does he end up?
Mm-hmm.
I have always said that he is going to wind up staying in Toronto just because of the simple fact that, I mean, he has a whole country behind him that now is his fan base, not just
the
city.
And even the people in the U.S. are also big fans as well because they beat the Golden State Warriors, and he just went about his business and did it in his way. Seinfeld guy at all?
No, not a Seinfeld guy, but I just wanted one last point about Kawhi staying in Toronto. And that's a great marketing scheme for him with his New Balance sneakers. Again, has a whole generation of kids
wearing
New Balance just because of him.
No question about it. I wouldn't be upset at it at all if my family had New Balance because I'm a fan of the sneakers. Thanks for the call, Aaron, 610-632-0975. This weekend's programming is brought to you by Gary Barberis on the Boulevards. Gary Q event, 300 Jeeps, cheap, $16,990 or $149 a month. That's $16,990 or $149 a month. 2 days, 300 Jeeps cheap. $16,990 or $149 a month. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess. Happy birthday, USA. So that's the weekend programming. If you're looking for a vehicle, go try to take advantage of that. $16,990 sounds pretty good. You knock that out pretty quick. $149 a month. Just go do it. 2 days. All right? Go knock it out. 610-632-0975. As we continue our conversation, once again, Odubel Herrera suspended for 85 games total for Major League Baseball. That will then jump into the next season as well. Did Major League Baseball do the right thing? Was there something there that they felt like they did not have to flat out suspend him for a year or 2 years or whatever? Any time longer, they did not do that. We don't know what else they have found out or did not find out. We know the charges were dropped by his girlfriend. Who knows what happened there? Who knows what happened? Because when the story came out of what happened in Atlantic City, things did not look good for him at all. But there's something there for Major League Baseball to make the decision to do what they did. There's something there. And if that's the case, he's still a member of the Phillies. What should they do with Odubel Herrera? 610-632-0975. Because as you guys know, I'm of the belief if you put your hands on a woman, gotta go. Second chances do happen. But I just can't condone him being on the roster. I'm sorry. I'm not apologizing. 610-632-0975. Real fast. Darius on Twitter. At D1, 1975. Thibault's defensive instincts and movement are pretty good. Has to work on protecting the ball better. Zaire Smith looks more comfortable and loose. His defense is good again. Ball handling could use some work. Pell, he tries to swat everything. That's Darius. Thanks, D. Jumping in on the show, contributing in your way on Twitter. I agree that these guys are all defensive guys. They're going to have to develop their offensive game, have to be better ball handlers in the league. There are going to be those times where the ball swings to them because there's so much pressure on the other players on the floor as offensive guys where that defense is going to be airtight. You might need Thibault or Smith to be able to create for themselves in a one-on-one matchup and get a bucket to help ease the half-court problem. Not even a problem, but just the fact that you have elite offensive guys on the floor where they're leaving you and daring you to go out there and make a play for your team and for yourself to get yourself a bucket or an assist in some way. So I agree with you, Darius, that ball handling has to be better for both Smith and Thibault and Norvell Pell. He's probably going to have that Jonah Bolden problem where he's going to have to be better in protecting himself of not picking up those personal fouls. He had 9 today, very aggressive, looking to swat everything. Sometimes that's going to be a problem because players with great ball fakes, they're going to believe they can get him up in the air because he's just always looking to block a shot. So if he's that eager to block a shot, oh, let's give him a ball fake, he's going to leave his foot. And even in that case, when you get by, maybe he's reaching and grabbing and he fouls you because he's trying to help him recover and trying to do too much when it might just be the time for him to let them go, learn from it, come back down the floor, understanding everything, following the scouting report from the game, from pregame, and just understanding what he needs to do. So they're young players. They don't know everything. They're not perfect. They're going to have to learn. But who impressed you so far today in game number one, the 107-106 victory over those Milwaukee Bucks? Who impressed you the most? 610-632-0975. Plus, again, your Seinfeld point. Where is the first episode 30 years ago today? Your main character favorite, your reoccurring character favorite? We're asking for those two. Mine, Kramer, Frank Costanza. On the phones, we go to Leon and Chester on the Fanatic. What's up, Leon?
Hey, hey, what's up? What are you doing today?
Good, man. What's going on with you?
Not much. Just called to talk about the Sixers.
Appreciate
stuff.
That.
Well, I'm excited. And I'm happy that we signed back Harris and we got Josh Richardson. Because I'm a believer in opportunity. Because the Rockets ain't know what they really had when they got Harden off of OKC. Now, I'm not saying Harris is going to score like 30. But I think he could average like 23-24 for us. And with Richardson,
23-24, you think so?
Yeah.
I think he's more in that 15-17 range. Great defense, all-league defense type of player. And I think he'll give it to you in that way. 24-25, he's an all-star.
I say that because...
Oh, and you're talking about Richardson or Harris?
Harris.
All right. No, I apologize. I was speaking about Richardson. Harris, I believe he's going to be somewhere. I think he needs to be Clipper, Leon Lee. I think he needs to be Clipper Harris with the 21-23 a night.
Because Butler not here no more.
Right. Same thing for Redick. He's going to get those shot attempts.
Well, Redick, I think we need to move on from him anyway.
Well, I'm just saying Harris is going to get those opportunities.
Oh, yeah. And with... Josh Richardson, he's good. And I think we're going to give him an opportunity, too, because Ben don't like to shoot. And with that, Ben will probably give us like 15, 16. I think Richardson could give us like 15, 16 also to help hit some open threes and stuff like that. The more opportunities these players get, I think the better they're going to get.
Yeah, I agree, man. These guys are just going to learn. And once again, see, I'm intrigued, Leon, because – people think that the dribble handoff is just going to go away. No, it's just not going to be used as much. But having a dribble handoff with both Richardson and Harris, I think you'll have some good opportunities from them in that part of the offense coming off a screen, whether it be with Horford or Embiid. I think that with those touches where the ball is swinging a little bit more towards Harris, you know, as the ball is moving, he can catch and go. You know, when guys are closing out on him, he can...
Hit him with the pump fake.
Yeah, exactly. Little ball fake. They fly by him. He takes a step in, drill it, or get to the free throw line or that 18 and lean and drop it in that way. Whatever it might be, I just think he needs to be the same player he was where it was a lot of pick and roll with the Clippers. You might be able to see that again here with the Sixers and opens up his offense a little more.
And I also agree with you. Like, the last caller was talking about Horford should be a backup. He is good. You pair him with Embiid, let him do the cleanup work. And he's good with the bounce pass. It'll help out Ben with him with the low post because Embiid don't like to post up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we need an easy 2-point. You got two good people now. You could just bring the ball up slow, see what's there, and feed them.
Yeah.
Make it simple.
Yep, real fast, man. You're Toronto or Lakers for Kawhi? Your guess.
See, I don't want him to go to the Lakers.
You don't want him, but where do you think he ends up?
Clippers or Toronto?
All right, you going Clippers or Toronto? Give me one. Give me one.
Clippers.
I like it. I would love it. But who is he going to team with, Leon? Thanks for the call. That time has passed where you're looking and you're saying, who is he going to be with? There's no one else for him to team up with if he wanted that second superstar to be a part of that Clippers team with Kawhi Leonard. Jimmy Butler's in Miami, you know, all this stuff all over the place. Who does he team up with? I'm a Marcus Morris guy, but is that enough? If the Clippers decide to go that route, is that enough? Danilo Gallinari had an all-star caliber year, always hurt. Is that enough? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, nice player. Lou, we know how good Lou is. Is that enough? Or do they need the superstar to get them over the hump? I say yes, but do they need more than one superstar caliber player? Because I would put Lou at this point. Lou is a star player, Lou Williams, but he still needs the help. Is Kawhi Leonard that help? And Lou is still coming off the bench. So how does that really work in the dynamic of the Clippers and how they get things done? I don't know. But the Clippers, that's a nice guess. I still think he goes to Toronto. If you're just tuning in, we're just asking, as an aside, Where does Kawhi end up? Because we know we have all this stuff going on right now, waiting. Everyone else has made their decisions, all the big names. Where does he end up? He's taking his time, and he has the right to. So let's see where he ultimately ends up. Maybe tomorrow we'll find out. I think it's Toronto. That was our first Clipper vote right there, and that would be nice. That would be nice because I don't hate that Clipper team. I'm not and I don't want him to go to the Lakers. I'm with Leon on that. I do not want him to go to the Lakers. 610-632-0975. Your thoughts on the Summer Sixers game number one. They win in nail-biting fashion. They were up big, allowed the Bucks to come back. They held on for a one-point victory led by second-round pick, 54th overall, Mario Šajić, Iowa State. 3 of 6 from deep, 7 of 13 from the floor for 19 points. Knocking down shots all over the floor. Very impressive for your second-round pick. How does that bode for him for the regular season? Of the others that you were keeping your eye on, who stood out to you? Let's not get carried away again because 40 was dropped last year for Korkmaz. We were like, oh, they found it. He's going to give you 17 off the bench. Well, he's going to be giving you 17 tonight back in Europe because he's no longer playing in the NBA. He's going to be overseas, and that's why we're not getting nuts. But these guys are going to be able to carve out a role as defensive guys off the bench. Who did you like today? First look of your 19 Summer Sixers. 610-632-0975. Your favorite Seinfeld character of the four main and your favorite side character, reoccurring character from the show as well. The 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Club Risqué, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club with three locations in Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, visit clubrisque.com. On the phones here, 610-632-0975. Your thoughts on Odubel Herrera, 85-game suspension as well here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano. How many cans of Raid does it take to kill roaches and ants and other forms of skeevy, unwanted bugs? The answer, zero. For every roach and ant you spray, for every mouse trap that you set, there are thousands more hiding in places you can't reach or see. Listen, this is not a do-it-yourself job, all right? You got unwanted pests. You need the expert. I trust Expel Exterminating. Expel works with the best restaurants in the city, multi-housing management companies. Expel's technicians, all state licensed and trained. They have the best warranties and prices in the market, sometimes 50% less than their competitors, to get rid of all these pests, bed bugs, termites, roaches, ants, rodents, wildlife, or any other creepy crawler creature. Call 877-BUG-FREE. 877-BUG-FREE. Or go to expel1.com. That's expel1.com. Expel Exterminating. If it bugs you, it bugs us.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 150 megabit internet plus 4G LTE backup to keep your business running even when the power goes out. All for just $99.90 per month. Plus, get free installation. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 7/7/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra, subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Honda's kicking off its campaign for great deals at the Honda 4th of July sales event. Right now, you can enjoy a monumental offer on any of the three candidates, the Accord, Pilot, and Civic Sedan. Each stylish vehicle will support your peace of mind with standard Honda sensing, a suite of safety and driver assistive technologies like road departure mitigation and the collision mitigation braking system. And Honda has been appointed KBB.com's 2019 best overall value brand. So hurry to your local Honda dealer and get a great deal on an amazing Honda.
Guys, you're not alone. Half of all men have ED. Get your sex life back with Gainswave at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There are no shots or pills ever with Gainswave, and it's available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to save $150 on your Gainswave treatment, text the word CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979. That's CURE to 797979.
Valero salutes you and all your finest moments. For those times you go beyond what you thought possible. Whether that looks like running that extra mile or that extra errand. For taking on a new challenge, a new adventure, or a new route to work. Wherever life's finest moments take you, get there with the finest fuel. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
This is the sound of a blizzard from the amazing DQ Summer Blizzard menu with seven flavors, like new Sour Patch Kids, which sounds like the first home run of summer. Yahoo! Your first cannonball. Yahoo! Or your first road trip to the Grand Canyon. Yahoo! That's what the DQ Summer Blizzard menu really sounds like, with exciting flavors like new Sour Patch Kids and favorites like brownie dough. DQ, happy tastes good. Yahoo! At participating locations.
Save big at Banana Republic Factory with 60% off the entire store. Our biggest sale of the year. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses, shirts, and shorts under $15. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Sports Talk, Westville, and all of Gloucester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
I think it moved.
Moved?
It, don't know.
I'm sure it didn't move.
It moved.
Classic episode. That was the massage episode where you had to get the, I think they had the physical therapy. They had to get the notes from Jerry's friend who was the dentist to say, I know all this stuff and it's bad, but it's not bad because I love it. this is just too fun. 610-632-0975. One of my other favorites, as you bring that one up, Josh, Zach, Ike, Cynthia, a couple open phone lines, 610-632-0975. We haven't gotten Josh's thoughts, and we will here as well. One of my other favorites is the Hamptons episode where from top to bottom, that episode is funny, and that just makes you think of George screaming as Jerry's girlfriend walks in as he's changing his swimming trunks. I was in the pool. I was in the pool. So, Josh, before we get to Zach, Ike, and Cynthia, 610-632-0975, Amir jumps in on Twitter, says, bro, you're a legend for adding the Seinfeld stuff to the show. Hilarious. One of my favorite sides has to be the soup Nazi. So, Josh, your thoughts on this Seinfeld thing and the Sixers as well?
Yeah, so if we're going to go the main characters, I got to go with George Costanza. He's the ultimate awkward character, and we've all been down that road of, I have this weird thought in my mind that you're not supposed to say, but that's what George always elaborates on.
And it's like, why? Why did you just do that? You just screwed the whole thing up. Whatever you had going for you, you messed it up.
What can go wrong will go wrong. Yeah. And the supporting character, I'm going to go with the old boss in New York, George Steinbrenner, the Larry David
Larry
voice.
Larry David as Steinbrenner. That's a great one. That's a great one.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's somebody probably driving their car right now like, oh, yeah, that's right, George Steinbrenner.
Yeah, that was a great one. That was a great one. What you got on the Sixers today? Anybody really stood out to you?
Well, actually, I had to come in here, so during the drive-in, I kind of missed most of the game, so I was able to just
catch up.
Yeah, I'm playing catch-up right now.
Yep, so you're with a lot of the other people who saw the highlights maybe on social media and then going off of that, which is okay. And I'm sure maybe Shaq stood out and just reading the good things that other people were saying about Thibault and Smith and so on and so forth, Shake Milton. Or even the fact that Shake was 2 of 14. You don't like that. You want it to be better. Did get to the free throw line, though. 610-632-0975. Zach in Bethlehem hanging on the Fanatic. What's up, Zach?
Yo, you there?
I got you, man. What's going on?
Hey, first and foremost, man, big fan of your show.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
It's my second favorite show behind Seinfeld, so you're doing amazing right
now. Hey, I'll take that. I'll take that.
In terms of the Sixers, listen, I got to ask your opinion because I haven't been able to listen to you much this week, and I haven't heard your take on Al Horford, but I love Al Horford. I'm a big Al Horford fan, and when I saw him seeking another contract out of Boston, I was happy for him. I just didn't think in 3,000 years that he would end up on the Sixers. Now, I'm a little biased, or in a way, I'm like a prisoner of the moment where I'm like, yo, I love this guy. This is great. But the more and more I think about it, it worries me just the slightest bit. Where does he really work in? Like, is this going to be a shared five or a stretch four? It's like, I don't quite get it, but I'd love to hear your take.
Well, I think it's both, Zach. So I'll start, as you said, a shared five in a stretch four. So I'll start off with what he's going to be to start the game, and that is that stretch four player. And we know it doesn't really mean he's going to be a stretch four just living on the three-point line, because that's not who Al Horford is. He's very smart at picking his spots as to when he shoots those threes, most of them being in those pick-and-pop situations where the defender just simply ignores him. And secondly, when he is in that trail position in a fast break, most of the time, the secondary option of a fast break. So that's who he'll be. And then he will, yes, Zach, give you those backup minutes for Joel Embiid. The only thing I don't want people to get too locked in on with him being a backup to Embiid is he's going to play, let's say, 35 minutes a night, maybe less. Embiid is going to play 35 minutes a night, maybe right there or a little bit less. There are not going to be a lot of backup minutes for Embiid. While he will give you some, there will. I personally don't think he's going to be that much of a backup to Embiid, even though he will give you a couple of minutes. That's where maybe Kyle O'Quinn comes in, possibly Jonah Bolden as a stretch guy, and maybe even something from Norvell Pell when he's up from the G League from time to time to give you, you know, if Brett Brown trusts him enough. I think he's going to help out Horford. Zach, I think he's going to help out Embiid with the high-low game. I think he's going to help out Ben Simmons with the high-low game. And certainly with his screening and how he's so good at being a screen man and those types of things on offense, where he's going to be tremendous in helping also Richardson and Harris. And defensively, it speaks for itself. We know what he can do.
Of course. He can guard.
So I like
James.
It. The money is long, and I agree with you, but right. You know why they did it, and as a consolation, I like it. Could you have gone in a different direction? Yes. I would have been all for a four-year, $85 million for Malcolm Brogdon if you were still getting Josh Richardson from Miami for Jimmy Butler. There were other things you can do, but I like what they've done with Al Horford. They go on big. They're going defense. He can still give you some offensive production with 14 a night. This team is going to be fine. Very good.
Absolutely. And hey, do not forget, he is one of the few Latino players in the NBA, and that needs to be mentioned every time his name is brought up.
Dominican Republic player. God, man.
Absolutely love that.
Yeah, yeah. Any thoughts on Kawhi, where he lands, and then a Seinfeld thing?
I think he's going to be a Raptor.
Nice.
And when it comes to Seinfeld, my God, if I can make a recommendation to you, there's a book called Seinfeldia.
Okay.
Read that. I couldn't tell you the name of the author, but it's a very in-depth look at the show, how it failed, how it came back.
Right.
Seinfeldia. Yeah, it is excellent. Okay. Excellent book. But my favorite character of all time is Elaine. And it took me a long time to get there, but I love Elaine. I think she's hilarious. And with Elaine, I got to give it to Peterman.
Jay Peterman.
He is the best.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's great. And I was watching the episode where he and George were stuck together, basically, when George wouldn't give up the ATM code. That was fantastic.
That's great.
Bosco.
And that's when George says, I have a men's conference to get to. Classic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was. Elaine had to go to the women's conference speaking, and he had to go to a men's conference. And Jay Peterman was like, yeah, I'm not believing a second of that, a word of that. Zach, great stuff, man. Appreciate the call. 610-632-0975. That's good stuff right there. Let's go to Ike in Burlington next on the Fanatic. Ike, what's going on, man?
B, what's happening, man?
Oh, a lot, man. Just a good time tonight, this Friday night, mixing a lot of different things. What's up?
That's right, man. Hey, there's nothing better than watching the 76ers the day after America's birthday, so.
On a Friday afternoon, you had the day off. You could sit there and watch the boys.
Exactly. Kept Betsy Ross on the jersey, too. Nah, I'm playing. Listen, man, I'm telling you, I like the young boy. Like, you could see when that game started. Now, they mixed in different rotations, and I get that in summer league. It's like a scrimmage. It's not so much you're trying to win the game. You want to see what you got. When the game started, you could see that the 76ers roster was just better than who they were playing against.
The Bucks.
I like the mix of talent they got, man. And as soon as it happened, and I'm not doing revisionist history here, I said it when we got them, Mariel Shayok is going to be a keeper.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you that right now. He can flat out score, and you don't want to go off the deep end or start, you know, certain names or anything like that. But when you watch him,
he's kind of long and lanky. He kind of looks like a smaller version of Kevin Durant. He got the big feet, the long arms, the big knees when he's running. You see him, but he's slippery. He's not explosive and fast or anything like that. And Shake got a little bit of that to him, too. Not fast, got bouncing, explosive, but they're real slippery in and out of traffic. And Shake didn't shoot the ball that well today, but I like his creativeness, man. Like, you already know he can score. He averaged 24, 25 in a G League last year. I don't know if, you know, what he's going to look like against the NBA talent, but when the season starts, man, I don't mind rolling the dice because you already knew what TJ's ceiling was. So I like what they're doing with Shake. I like Nate, Raul Nato too, but I'm excited, man. I like the young boys that we got because when we made that Jimmy deal, mm-hmm. I don't think people realize how good of an asset Josh Richardson, whether he's on your team or not. Like, Josh Richardson holds some values, man. If you listen to the guys who follow the league like that, they didn't look at that as like some throw-in as a beneficiary package because you lost Jimmy. They actually like it, and I do too. I just want to see how the spacing's going to be without JJ. If we could grab Korver, you know, although I... Look, the way the Lakers are shaking out, man. It looks like they're going to suck up every vet minimum and mid-level.
Especially if Andre Iguodala is only traded and not bought out. You're going to have other guys like Korver who might end up with the Lakers because of his relationship with LeBron James.
Exactly. And I really, really believe if it's taken this long, I don't know why Kawhi would string along the Toronto fan base. Like, I thought if he was going back there, that would have been a done deal. And the fact that the Clippers didn't add another star like that, I hate to see it, man, but I honestly really believe he's going to the Lakers.
You think it's the Lakers. Okay, you got it, man. Ike, anything on the Seinfeld thing or just the Sixers?
I told a producer, D, you might think I'm joking. I've never watched an episode a day in my life.
Do yourself a favor. Do yourself a favor. All right. Hey, Ike, good stuff.
Man.
Hey, it's hilarious, man. Ike, good stuff, man. We'll talk soon. 610-632-0975. Cynthia, you'll be first on the other side. Julian, Keir, and D will get to you as well as we talk about the Summer Sixers. Who impressed you the most in game number one in the victory? Mario Shaya getting a lot of love after his 19-point performance in game number one against the Bucks. Kawhi Leonard, where does he end up? We're just keeping a tally. It impacts the Sixers, so we're asking. And Seinfeld 30 years ago today, the very first episode, the pilot episode, the Seinfeld Chronicles. And then, of course, changed to just Seinfeld as the name once it actually hit. And we're just asking you guys for your favorite main character and your favorite recurring character. Some breaking NBA news as well. We'll give that to you on the other side. Not the Sixers, not Kawhi Leonard, but NBA news nonetheless that will give you the breaking news of a player being traded when we get back right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens.
Give it up.
On 97.5. The Fanatic.
Psst, down here.
Hey, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store. Why are you hiding?
Cameras and microphones are everywhere, even in my house. What if I'm hacked? They're watching me.
Oh, with Xfinity XFi, you don't have to worry. It gives you enhanced security for your Wi-Fi network, so all your connected devices are protected, including mics and cameras.
Oh, that sounds great. Can you imagine if we were actually being recorded right now?
We are being recorded for this commercial.
Oh, I trusted you.
If it's connected, it's protected with Xfinity XFi. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, add XFi Advantage for enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Ends 8/4/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. Do you need a new roof? I got it. You got to go to the area's best reviewed and rated roofer, Labruciano Roofing and Exteriors. That's right. My buddy, Anthony Labruciano, and his staff, amazing. All right? They're your local CertainTeed 5-star select shingle masters. That's it. Master. Did you know that only a small percentage of roofers will ever achieve this status? And the real impressive part is that Labruciano Roofing can give you a 50-year manufacturer's warranty and a 25-year warranty on the workmanship. Are you kidding me? You're not going to find a better warranty than that. Plus, they're 5-star rated on Google reviews. Countless people praising the work and communication. You can see for yourself, you're not going to find a better company than Labruciano Roofing. You won't find better people and They're artists. For a free estimate, call Apruciano Roofing Exteriors today, 610-265-ROOF. That's 610-265-ROOF. Or visit them online at paroofpros.com. That's paroofpros.com. paroofpros.com.
You have to be up in 5 hours. 2 hours. 6 minutes, and you haven't slept a wink. ZzzQuil Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence, like our AutoZone Rewards program. Members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times. And is your ride ready for a wash? At AutoZone, we have the products you need to enhance and restore your car's appearance, like Jay Leno's garage products. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start the job fast with free same-day store pickup and free next-day delivery. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Check out the world-famous Trap Tavern, open from 11 a.m. to 2 a.m., 365 days of the year. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. and weekends from 1 to 3 p.m. Don't miss their live entertainment nightly featuring the area's best bands and DJs. Sports fans, Trap Tavern has 22 beers on tap and 25 HD TVs, so you'll never miss a play. This summer, check out their huge covered outdoor deck, bar, and beach, and enjoy 350 Corona Premier bottles and Corona Light drafts every Saturday from 9 to 11. Trap Tavern, 416 West Main Street in Trap, PA. Visit them online at traptavern.com.
New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline is engineered with 4 levels of defense against gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. It's sort of like having ninjas protect your engine. That helps keep your engine running like new. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline.
Visit ccaeducate.me and learn how this public cyber charter school can make a difference in the life of your child or grandchild at no cost whatsoever. CCA provides internet service reimbursement and a laptop computer, all at no cost to families. Stop by their open house this Monday, July 8th at 211 North 13th Street in Philadelphia at 6:30 p.m.
Hosts were actually born and raised here. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Talk about this.
But I was clearly on the outer edge of the nostril.
I know what I saw.
But there was no pig. I did not pig. There was no pig.
I gotta go.
No. No pig.
That was a great one as well. 97.5, The Fanatic. Josh Rabick coming up with some good ones coming back from the break. The Pick was the name of that episode where Jerry, of course, was dating the beautiful model that he met on the airplane while in first class. And she was doing a Calvin Klein ad, and she was driving in the taxi cab. He was sitting at the light in his car. And all of a sudden, Jerry was wiping the side of his nose, and she thought he was picking his nose. Is that a deal breaker? Right? I mean, that's the great thing about the show. The show is about nothing, but it's about everyday things. You can always put yourself in one of their situations or say, oh, I remember that happened to me, or that happened to such and such that I know. That's the beauty of the show, because while it's about nothing, it's about something every single time, real everyday things. And that's what's so fun about the show. And you know how it is. You'd be like, oh man, was they, you sat at a light, you looked at people, and sometimes they just wrist deep into their nose. Other times you're like, are they really digging in their nose? And you're looking like, oh no, they're just scratching the side of their nose because of the angle. So that was a great one as well. And he always had a beautiful girlfriend, right? Always had a beautiful girlfriend. She was one of the best ones that I remember seeing. 610-632-0975. Cynthia's next with us from Drexel Hill on The Fanatic. Hey, Cynthia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I want to say your show is one of it's my favorite, but I haven't, and I've called in a few times, but I haven't been able to speak to you yet. So,
Cynthia, thanks so much. That means a lot. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Not only are you talking Sixers today, but you're also bringing back like childhood memories. So like,
hey, let's have at it.
Yeah, let's Seinfeld.
Let's have at it. I love that show. You can bring up anything and we can have a discussion about it.
Yeah, so I just want to say I'm really, I wasn't expecting the whole Al Horford thing coming, for him coming to the Sixers, but I'm really excited for that. And, like, not only is he a great player, but he's one of my Dominican brothers, and I'm really proud of him. He's doing a great job.
Love it. Love it. I absolutely love it as well. He's played for the Dominican team. Remember, you know, seeing him early on and him turning out to be who he was at Florida and then playing, of course, in the NBA, taking Karl Anthony Towns, another Dominican, right? And taking him under his wing as a young player. So absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And I actually got to meet his wife, Amelia Vega. You know, she's Miss Universe, right? Miss
yes.
Universe 2003.
Yeah. Yep. I remember he was with someone else. They, their relationship fell apart and he ended up with his current wife. Yep.
Right. So I'm really excited.
Yeah. And he's going to be a great player, great veteran, great leader on this team. And it's great to have somebody like that in the locker room and in the city.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I believe that the Sixers are right now, I think that they're going to be number one in the East.
Oh, they're the favorites
in the
East.
Without a doubt.
Okay.
But yeah, but as for the Seinfeld thing,
mm-hmm.
I like the for reoccurring, I like the soup Nazi.
That's the second
vote. He was hilarious. And George's dad is Frank, right?
Yeah, Frank Costanza. That's my vote. So I had Kramer and Frank Costanza.
Yeah, he's my favorite.
So who's your favorite of the regular characters of the four for the show? So
I like Elaine, but then I would have to say Kramer.
Me too.
Is my favorite.
Yeah, Kramer. So we'll give you Kramer and the soup Nazi and Frank Costanza. Cynthia, thanks so much for the kind words. Don't be a stranger.
No problem. Have a good night.
You got it. You too. 610-632-0975. Soup Nazi twice on the phones. And Amir on Twitter, my man, said soup Nazi as well. So we'll go with that. And we also, I mean, come on. I said Frank Costanza, so that's my guy. That's my guy. There's no question about it. No question. Amir jumps back in and says, listen, we got to do one as well of Curb Your Enthusiasm, which was created by, of course, co-creator Seinfeld, Larry David. And the funny part about that is that's how Josh really got into it. Was right, Josh? Because of Curb Your Enthusiasm, watching those episodes. And there's some great ones as well. Maybe we'll do that another time, but it's fantastic.
Right. It's pretty much keeping the Seinfeld love going past the year 2000.
Love it. Love the Palestinian chicken episode. We can get into all that stuff another time. But Mir's right. Josh is right. That's a great show as well. I love that it's on HBO because they can say and do different things as well. 610-632-0975. Julian in Philly, and we'll give you that NBA trade as well. Minor, but it's an NBA trade. Julian in Philly on the Fanatic next. What's up, Jules?
Yo, what up, man?
What's going on, man?
Nothing much, man. We're talking my favorite show today, man. I love Seinfeld.
No doubt. No doubt. 30 years, man. 30 years, the first episode. How about that?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I actually got into it because my grandfather used to watch it all the time, and that's something we share together. So
that's cool, man.
Yeah, but I would say my recurring character, I was torn between Kramer and George, but I would have to go to George just because the first thing I think about George, I don't know if you remember the episode about the big salad when he's ordering it.
Of course, when he was complaining about his friend, the female, handing Elaine the salad and taking the credit for it when she actually did not. All she said was, here you go. And George, being the picky, uncomfortable guy that we know he is, made it awkward.
Yeah, he said, you have to have the big salad. Oh, my God.
Good stuff, man.
And my second character, it would have to be Jackie Childs. That was a great, like, side character.
Nah, man, he was fantastic in how he did things, man. I always a big Jackie Childs fan, and obviously love what he's done. So what you have on the Sixers, Jules?
Oh, man, I like what I think about the young guys. You know, I knew Zaire was an athlete. I'm glad he showed it. You know, he showed his athleticism. Shake Milton, you know, he showed his athleticism. And am I not mistaken, but was it Shaik? Or,
yeah, Mario Shaik.
Mario Shaik. He was the one, I swear I've seen him drive to the hole like a couple of times. He didn't make all of them, but the ones he made were like, you know, impressive. Like there were no easy like layups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was, and Norvell Pell, I know he was defensive player of the year last year for the G League, but was his, Yeah, 8 flowers a day, which
nine.
Is insane.
Nine. Get it nine right. Give him credit.
Oh, yeah, my bad. One away from that triple-double.
No doubt.
He could have had that triple-double. But is that like a big thing with him, the fouling? Was that a big thing in the G League?
No, not too much.
He won Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, he was, I mean, just typical big man fouls. But in this setting, you get really excited. You want to impress. Now he has the two-way contract as well, so he might be feeling good about himself. And as a shot blocker, Jules, he just decided that he wanted to attack everything and try to block everything when that wasn't necessary, and he got himself in foul trouble. And smartly, the defenders kept doing it because, you know, doing certain things because he was so ambitious and trying to, so eager to block those shots. So I understand it real fast. Kawhi Leonard ends up where? Lakers, Raptors.
I don't know. Everybody keeps saying the Clippers are out, but why are the Clippers out?
All right, give it to the Clippers then, if you feel like it's the Clippers.
Yeah, I'm going to say the Clippers because, right. You know, Kawhi's a weird cat, so I wouldn't be shocked.
You got it, man. Thanks for the call. 610-632-0975. Kier and Ambler has been waiting patiently as well. Let's jump in and see what Kier has to say on the Fanatic. Kier.
Hello.
Hello. What's going on?
I just want to say some stuff, and I'm going to try to get through it very quickly.
Say some stuff.
So I'm not real educated on the Sixers game today. I didn't watch it, but I heard all the talk you guys did on the station today, and so I was very happy to hear that it sounds like there's a lot of good promise. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping to see big things from Matisse, because, number one, I want to hear that name more often, Matisse Thybulle. Also, I like the story of how he got his name, and I know I'm in the minority here, but I think it's more important to root for good, decent people than it is just the talent. And he seemed very sincere, very genuine, very down to earth, and I liked that.
Yeah, it seems like a good guy, comes from a great family, and he's already impressed not only the people in the locker room, the young players, the coaches as well, but the media people and some of the fans have already said, listen, I love this guy just because of his personality.
Yeah. As far as the Kawhi thing goes, I'm always very perplexed when I hear so many people saying that the game came down to a quadruple doink and the injuries, and that's why they won and yada and blah. But I'm surprised nobody ever brings up that it could be that there were so many injuries and illnesses involved because the Raptors were so good that these other teams were pushed to play at their maximum or even above their maximum ability, which actually caused. So you can't say that they won because of the injuries, because it's very possible the injuries and illnesses happened because the Raptors were so good and had these other teams so stressed out and playing harder than they should have been.
Gotcha. I hear you. And listen, I've given credit to the Raptors for winning because they won, period.
Right, but you're in the minority, as am I. And so if Kawhi has entertained any of those thoughts, that I'm so sick of hearing so many people talk about the only reason we won is because so their team was all injured. Maybe they were all injured because we were just that good and they ended up hurting themselves trying to play us. Maybe he wants a second shot to prove, no, it wasn't. We didn't win because of these injuries. We won because we're that good. So I'm going with the Raptors.
You got it. And your Seinfeld characters on your way out?
Kramer, definitely my main, and Putty. Nobody beats Putty. The whole Devils episode.
Yeah, the Devils.
The way he would just say, yeah, that's right.
That's classic. And it's funny. Thanks so much for the call. It's funny about this, too, before we get to the break, D.E. Listen, we've got open phone lines for the first time in a bit. So if you want to jump in, please feel free. Let's do it here until 10. Joe Torti in at 9-610-632-0975. The great thing about these characters, some of them we only saw one time. We only saw the Soup Nazi one time until they brought back the final episode where they brought everybody back in for the courtroom thing, for the whole court and all of that. But it's just amazing of how much they've left a lasting impression on the fans of the show after only seeing them one time. 610-632-0975. I did not forget about the NBA trade. Small one, but significant because, wow, this guy's taking a fall and he was just traded. We'll talk about that. On the other side, as long as the Sixers, as well as the Sixers, Odubel Herrera and the Seinfeld stuff with my guy, JT, 9 o'clock hour, right here on this Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.